Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of June 20th, 2009. I'm Sandy Billings. Starting with the good news, cheers for news that Shirin Ebadi has called for Iranian authorities to hold a new election monitored by international observers. Ebadi, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, also called for the release of those jailed for protesting election results that declared the easy re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad hours after the polls closed on June 12th. Ebadi is one of Women's E-News' 21 leaders for the 21st century, and she's the leading lawyer in Iran advocating for women's rights. The New York Times also gets a cheer for showing the role of women in the historic protests. On Thursday, the paper splashed a photo of three female demonstrators across its front page. More news to cheer this week. Jamaican women are protesting outdated abortion laws, saying they leave no options for poor women seeking abortions. Sistrin, it's a Jamaican women's group, is registering its displeasure by staging a play in front of Parliament. Jamaica's 1861 abortion law permits abortions only in cases of rape, incest, extreme abnormality of the fetus, or danger to the mother. The protesters say hospitals do not serve low-income women, even if they meet any of those exceptions. Senator Chris Dodd, a Democrat out of Connecticut, Senator Barbara A. Mikulski, Democrat out of Maryland, have demanded that Senate colleagues support the Paycheck Fairness Act, which would require employers to provide proof that different wages between men and women are not gender-based. It would also encourage women to demand fair pay by giving benefits to employers who obey the law. In a letter and press statement, the senator said, quote, "On average, this wage discrimination costs female workers between $400,000 and $2 million, which is lost in wages, pensions, and Social Security benefits, threatening their long-term financial stability." 16 female teens will attend a week-long camp this summer to immerse themselves in the study of cardiology, thanks to a program run by the Women's Health Science Program in conjunction with Northwestern's Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. The program is based at Northwestern University, which is launching the annual cardiology camp as part of its effort to boost women's share of jobs in science and engineering fields. Currently, women fill only about one quarter of science and engineering jobs. Australia has announced that it will give nearly $400,000 to the United Nations Population Fund's programs, which are working in northern Sri Lanka. Among the 280,000 people recently displaced by the civil war in Sri Lanka, which is now ending, 75,000 of those are women, often with children in tow, and 6,000 are pregnant women in need of life-saving obstetric care. A Chinese woman accused of killing a township official of Badong County and of injuring another was released from jail without punishment by court order in Hubei province. The woman, Deng Juzhao, said she acted in self-defense after the men pushed her and threatened sexual assault. Now for the flip side of the news, jeers for this week's news that a 16-year-old rape survivor from Peru, now paralyzed for life, has filed a human rights petition against Peru. The petition was filed with the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The complainant, who wishes to remain anonymous, was denied an abortion by the government for a pregnancy that developed from the rape. She attempted suicide after she learned she was pregnant, but failed and was rushed to the hospital, where doctors refused to operate on the injuries sustained from the attempted suicide, leaving her paralyzed. In Peru, abortions are permitted if the mother's life or health is in serious danger, but not as a result of a rape. The government has yet to enforce regulations that would ensure women are able to obtain abortions safely. More news to jeer this week. Judge Sonia Sotomayor has come under criticism from senators preparing for her Supreme Court confirmation hearing for her membership in the Belizean Grove, a club whose members include more than 100 influential women from around the world. Sotomayor wrote to the Senate Judiciary Committee, saying that the group does not discriminate against men. Plenty of men take part in trips, events, and functions. And to her knowledge, no man has ever sought membership. The U.S. State Department's 2009 Trafficking in Persons report found that Malaysia and Cambodia are sources and destinations for a majority of the women and children who become victims of sex trafficking. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, quote, economic pressure, especially in the global economic crisis, makes more people susceptible to the false promises of traffickers. A fact sheet released by the Kaiser Family Foundation highlights the disadvantages suffered by female Medicare patients. A lack of benefits and high cost sharing is forcing Medicare beneficiaries to spend larger portions of their income on medical care. A majority of these beneficiaries are women. 56% of Medicare patients are women. In the oldest age group, 85 and older, 70% are women. According to the study, women generally have lower incomes with fewer resources and often have more chronic conditions, making Medicare a particularly critical source of retirement security. Between 2003 and 2007, the gains that were made during the 1990s and early 2000s to encourage contraceptive use among teens appear to have been reversed. This according to a study by the Guttmacher Institute. Between 2003 and 2007, teen contraceptive use decreased and teen birth rates increased, which the authors speculate could be tied to the years of federal funding for abstinence-only education under the Bush administration. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's eNews. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's eNews is brought to you by VP Foundation and Ian Radio. Music background is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's eNews website, www.womensenews.org. For Ian Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.